They call me Mellow Yellow.
Who calls you that?
I don't know, people.
Well, he is wild about Saffron.
That's right. Saffron's just crazy about me.
All right, are we good to open the channel?
You do it.
Sure.
Jobu.
Two? Jobu as well?
In first for the win.
So are you going to watch the Massacre before tonight's Massacre so I can talk to you about tonight's episode tomorrow?
I'll keep you posted. You can talk to me. I don't know. I don't know if I can get... I don't know. We finished The Witcher, so there's a chance I can get Kelly and I back on board for the Masked Singer.
I can't really get into Lego Show because, man, that host is just so terrible.
Yeah, Will Arnett's a downer.
Man, he's so depressing.
But...
And I got really upset when they exploded Legos. Don't explode Legos, you jerks. Those are expensive.
Also true. I've only watched that one episode that I watched with you. I never made it any further. I really got excited about The Witcher until I watched all of it. And then I was like, oh man, that was great. I wish I was still watching it.
Yeah, it was good. Very much.
Now I want to give. Yeah, I didn't make it past one, the first performance. Like I finished that one performance. I called you and I said, I bet that's Darren Sproles. And then that was it.
I so hope it's Darren Sproles. That would be amazing.
Yeah, so I need to finish watching that show. I don't remember who got voted off first. I don't remember who got voted off second. I do now, but I'm not surprised that person is bad at singing.
Yeah.
Let's start the show. We got tons of stuff to cover.
Do we?
No.
All right.
Nope, but I didn't want to be like you, be like, there's no news, so I don't know what we're going to talk about.
Nope, there is no news. We're just going to skip straight to the fact that Taco Bell downtown closed. That's all the news.
Oh, no!
All right.
Wait to just spoil it. Come on.
I don't want to bury the lead. That's the most important thing going on this week. We got accused of that before. True Believers. What is the show's heart? Greetings, True Believers. Those are the words are used. Welcome to 231st installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. This show's already a train wreck. Alright, I'm the only one. You call me Craig. We got Ken72. We got Sneaky Beat 15. They're Ray. They're Ian. Here's where they say words.
Words.
Nice job, Ray.
I was waiting for Ian to do it.
Yeah. Ray was on point.
Nice.
I mean, words?
Yeah. That's words Joe's alter ego. Words. All right, so this is the week of February 26th to Pi Day. Look at that. Right? Isn't that Pi Day? 3-4?
Yeah.
Huh. Oh, that's 3-14.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know.
I got really confused.
I don't know, but yeah, we might have to bring back just a nonstop special episode on the 14th. It's just pies. It was great last time.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
All right, free Deadpool dailies. Today we had Vision, then it's Strange, Thanos, Hawkeye, Star-Lord, Elektra, Gambit and Angel over in your 5-day four star Cobra. Howdy Titans. On the 22nd was pretty Peggy Sue.
Yes,
sure everyone won that easily.
My goodness, it's like the only character in the game that we all have champed and specced correctly.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Even a fairly formidable wasp is no match for Peggy Carter.
True.
Just couldn't
story.
Be stopped. It's crazy.
All right, coming up number next, starting tomorrow, is A-Force Carol. She's super solid. Look at that. Everybody has her champ, too.
Oh.
Crazy town.
Good for us. Oh, yeah.
Now, she is going up against, that's 5-star Iron Man, isn't it? I think it is.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm just staring nonstop at this picture of Carol Channing.
He would be, weirdo. Now, I know that some of our listeners play this game professionally. Just to give you a heads up, Captain Marvel, these two have her at 553, and I have her at 535. I wonder if I'm wrong, but someone tell me if I am wrong and why I'm wrong. If you get time in the chat, and then I'll fill in our listeners later. Because I feel like Yellow's only purpose is to reduce a countdown tile to 0, and you can do that just fine at 3. Why do I need it at 5? What happens at 5?
The passive, I think, is what you're missing. The passive on her passive yellow is the one that when a countdown expires, you improve random tiles.
Oh. See, I like the five when I accidentally make a match that I didn't realize I was going to make, and then all of a sudden I do AoE to the other team. I'm like, yeah! That makes me feel good. Little effort on my part, but big results. All right, I'll read the passive and make sure that I'm... Either way, that's going to be another easy win. Two easy wins, probably three easy wins in a row, according to this infographic.
Yeah, because the coming up after that is Go Invisibility, Professor X.
Yeah, Melonhead classic.
Now, you are going to have to go invisible because you're going up against Elektra, and she's going to sidestep everything and punch you in the kidneys, so...
Yeah, true story.
But not while you're invisible.
Not while you're invisible.
Oh, I have her. Have him at the correct 4-5-4 build.
I don't know. Well, my build 3-5-5, that could be for Charlie's Angels. Like, I move his stuff around, so I don't know. When he's solo, I don't know how you should build him.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Ian, you could champ him.
Who? Yeah, I could. I feel like that costs resources, though.
That's true.
I'll see if I have them.
All right. Storyland, we got the hunts running now. That'll get you Rocket and Groot covers, Wasp and Strange, as well as Wasp shards. Strange and Wasp shards, that is. Well, I can't read my own words. I don't know. Wasp shards, that's what it is. Top 500 or top 100 folks get Kraven, and then after that, they get Colossus and a bunch of Phoenix shards. So get some 5-star shards there coming your way. Infinite Pursuit will get you Colossus and Kraven, Phoenix and Kraven shards. Top 200 get MODOK and Havoc and MODOK shards. Shards. I figure somebody do this segment without saying the word shards. PvP land, you got the Space Ghost season. Smash hits running now. That'll get you Hulk, Mockingbird, and Mockingbird shards. Top 25, MODOK cover, and shards of the Prophet of Null. And then, that's about it. And news, Taco Bell closed.
Oh no, the downtown Taco Bell closed.
Downtown Taco Bell's no more. Hopefully they'll bring back that Roy Rogers.
Perondiac.
Is that where they... Go ahead.
Perondiac actually had this. He said he came back on to add local news only to realize that his first post didn't take, and then didn't post anything except the fact that the Taco Bell closed in the downtown. However, there are two others and another one under construction on Atherton. Oh. So,
okay. I was concerned for you guys.
So, and on a weird side note, Ray, I found out yesterday, I think it was, that not only had Crowbar reopened as Rebar,
yeah,
and then immediately closed and now is reopened under a different name.
That is all true.
I was like, oh, it's reopened? They're like, oh, yeah, but then it got sold, and now it's reopened by somebody else. I went, oh.
Do they have music there anymore?
Yeah, and I was told that there's rumors that they're in negotiations on bringing Gwar back.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ooh. I'm
down for that.
I want to go see Gwar at the Crowbar.
I will 100%. I don't know how I feel about new Gwar, but I will probably come down for that.
Yeah. All right. Yes.
I haven't heard Gwar since they lost their frontman.
Yeah.
What kind of world is a frontmanless Gwar? I guess anybody could put that odorous mask on and...
Well, I'm assuming they've replaced him with a different character. Like, completely.
Oh, no. It's just someone else that they... I assume that they just stuck someone similar sounding in it.
That's possible. Some Filipino guy they found on YouTube?
That would be amazing if it was that guy! I love the new lead singer of Journey. Oh, everybody wants a Trill.
Everybody does want a Trill. I'm hoping, you know, there's 0% chance. But until I find out that it's actually a 0% chance, all I want out of next week is to walk into a piano bar, see a guy named Roger, and have him shout Ray at me for no reason.
Yeah. So,
and then I will give him $5 to sing every song I know that has the word Thrill in it.
Right. That is some other news. All of our listeners today and tomorrow, there is a really good chance that what you are listening to today is the final episode of the Puzzle Warriors 3 as you know it. Do you know, Craig, when you open up an elite token, do you know how certain you are that it's going to be a moonstone?
Yes, 100%.
That amount of certainty, double it, that is how certain I am that you are going to contract COVID-19 on your cruise.
I really hope not.
100% plus two.
Wow.
You will be quarantined for at least 3 months. Craig is going on a cruise with a free exposure to the coronavirus.
I got the cruise flu last time I was on this boat, so.
Slucko says, tune in next week to find out if Craig dies.
Well, they won't know.
That's true. We'll come on Discord and have a eulogy. And
right.
You won't know until the week after to see if I'm back.
So hang in there, but it's going down.
All right. Well, I suppose we need to talk about this bad news.
Uh-oh, there's bad news.
There is.
Worse than your imminent demise?
Yes. They added this crappy guy named Alex to this game.
Yeah.
But he is right up your alley.
Ooh.
He does damage, and he does some damage, and then he does some damage.
Yeah.
Like a good Havoc should.
And yeah, like that's a true. Good Havoc. Radiation is here. I don't know. All right, Ian, here you go. Yet another sad Summers. Alex Summers coming at you. He is red, green, and blue. 5-star variety. 9 red AP, plasma beam. Deal damage to target, ignoring enemy protect tiles and converting 1 blue basic tile into a blue charge tile. As you go up in level, damage goes up at max level 5. Let's see. At max level, it's 12,925 damage and will create 3 blue charge tiles. Oh, it's actually 18,297 damage and 3 blue charge tiles. That's a fair amount of damage.
Mm-hmm.
His green power. A very expensive 12 green, though. Cry Havoc. Destroy up to 2 enemy attack tiles, targeting fortified tiles first. That's a cool twist. Deals 462 damage to the enemy team for each tile destroyed, then deals 678 damage to the enemy team. Destroyed tiles don't deal additional damage or generate AP. As you go up in level, it's more and more damage. At level 5, what do we got? 533 damage to each tile destroyed, and then 1424 to the team. At max level, that gets up to 5,726 to the team. So it's not huge amounts of damage there, but it's destroying their fortified attack tiles against you.
Nice.
But 12 Smart. AP, that's a lot.
Right. And what is it, level 4? It's attack, protect, and strike tiles.
Oh, I missed that. Yeah. Oh, look at that. It's destroying all kind of tiles.
Yeah.
Very nice. Blue power, radiation absorption. You select either red or green when you fire this for 7 blue. If red is chosen, convert 2 green AP to red AP, and then deal damage to the target. If green is chosen, convert 2 red AP to green AP, and then deal damage to the enemy team. Damage goes up as you go up. Level 5, max level. Max level, it's 18,038 target damage, or 9,019 team damage, and is converting 3 AP. So I guess if you get a glut of red, and you want green, or vice versa, you can use that blue to flippy floppy.
Flippy floppies.
I got the flippy floppies. But there you go, Ian. Damage and some damage and some damage.
Yeah, he seems very straightforward.
Sadly, he is not immune to Scott, which he should be. Suppose that's too hard to code.
Oh, right, because they're immune to each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be a fun side effect, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't have any objections to that.
And invariably, some match would come down to Scott fighting Havoc, and your gate would be stuck in an infinite loop forever because no one could ever win.
I see. The one thing I do have to address about this is in Discord, there has been some discussion about what to call the event that is all Summer's characters. I've seen Endless Summers and Summer Lovin'. Not to take too strong of a stance on it, but just so everybody knows, the correct answer and the correct song is clearly Cruel Summer by Bananarama.
It's a cruel, cruel, cruel summer.
That's pretty good.
Now it's gone.
So in this event, you have to use Havoc, Cyclops, and Cable? Is that the...
Yes.
Okay. I'm behind that.
Yeah. I still wouldn't play it, but I'm behind it. All right. There is a concentrated Havoc cover star. That starts tomorrow.
Sorry. Oops, all summers.
Oh, no, thank you. There is a 1 in 250 chance to get a Havoc Classic cover, and a 1 in 13 chance to get a 4-star. If you buy a 10-pack or 40-pack, it is a 1 in 166 chance to get a Havoc. This will run longer than normal, so that you will spend all of your hero points.
Command points?
Sure.
Is it a hero point situation or command point situation?
I'm assuming it's a hero point situation.
Okay.
Special Limited Vault, Alexander Summers. That starts on March 5th to the 10th.
Here's where you'll be spending your command points.
Well, I won't be because I won't have internet, so it doesn't matter.
No. Okay. What kind of cruise ship doesn't have internet?
Oh, I'm not paying for that.
What is he, the Pope?
Yeah.
What kind of money do you think this guy makes? Man. He hosts a podcast. This is his only income.
Right, I gotta go to not get this. There is a Guy Fieri burger joint on the boat now. Gotta go to that. I'll be just as disappointed as I was at the Guy Fieri Chicken Shack at Disney World. Man, that was sad times.
Oh, man. Where'd you take a cruise to?
Straight to Flavortown. That's
right. Samurai Booyah. Makes a good point. They'll be giving you free internet when the virus causes the ship to be quarantined. So, you know.
That could be.
Oh, that's true. Oh, my gosh. I saw an ad the other day for Norwegian Cruise Lines, and they were offering 30% off regular rates plus open bar.
Wow.
Wow.
Like, that's how badly they need you to be on these cruise ships because, you know, Flavortown coronavirus.
Man. I suppose by
one of my... Yeah, open bar blew my mind. Yeah. I was like, that's your bread and butter, dude.
Yeah, it's where you make all your bank.
Yeah.
Huh. Apparently we should have gone to that cruise line instead of Carnival.
I'm better. Sorry. Sluggo caught me off guard, and it was funny.
What am I, the sea pope?
No, he said, no, the other one. Sorry, our internet also has the coronavirus.
In any case, at Alexander Summers Vault, 40 items, 1 power overwhelming legendary store token, 1 Scott cover, and then some 3 stars and other things. The power overwhelming store gets you a 15% chance to buy Havoc, Black Bolt, or Silver Surfer. Those are 25 command points apiece.
Ah, there we go. I could use some Silver Surfer.
Yeah, me too. I think I only have like a couple. 1-2-Z, like very, very few server.
5-star OG.
Yeah. Let's see. Infinite Pursuit is where you can first get tokens to that cover store, and Havoc shards are in placement. That starts tomorrow. That's followed up by Hearts of Darkness. Again, shards in progression. The Top Gun event has shards in placement, and a 5-star versus event. 5-star versus event here, people. Running from March 1st to the 4th, called Wreak Havoc. Then that will reward you tokens to the Concentrated Havoc cover store. So if you're a whale, go get yourself some Havoc. Any else in the news? News before we go to the bracket?
I champed another 5-star. There's some some news.
Who'd you champion?
Hawkeye, who really works well with my Hawkeye Coulson Hammercap team. So, yeah, that was good.
I like it.
Got them via shards, by the way, if it weren't. Because I've been, I've had favorited 3-star Hawkeye and Kate Bishop, and they've been feeding into him for a while, and it finally paid off.
Nice. Well, I'm glad. Well played, sir.
All right.
That's all I got.
Hey, it's the Championship of Superhero Showdown. Quick.
Oh, my goodness.
Who won?
All right. Couple comments first. First, I will give my vote to Surfer for this matchup. If you were using God Emperor Doom, then Doom would win, but I'm assuming you're using the standard Doom and the Thin Power Cosmic... Anyway, will overcome Doom. Although we talked about God Emperor Doom previously, so I'm not sure that's a good assumption, but...
It was in 1985.
Well, that is true. Second comment here that I have, Rad versus Doom. Wow. I'm not going to analyze this because I'm not sure I can justify Doom winning, but that's who I'm voting for.
Nice. See? That's all you need.
it was a pretty even fight vote-wise. This was another, you know, kind of a nail-biter. One vote separated the winners here, and it was Victor Von Doom.
Nice!
Yes! What a great turnout! I'm shocked, to be honest. I really thought... it was not going to go that way, but what a happy ending, really.
Man, that totally makes up for last year's ending.
I don't even remember. Was it the Sentinels? Like,
yes, the freaking Sentinels.
Versus Freedom Force.
What stupid Sentinel, yeah. Beat a bunch of chumps.
Not this year, or this season, or this bracket, whatever you want to call it. This time, Doom.
Well done, Doom.
Very good, Victor. All right, let's head over to the sitcom bracket then.
Yeah, I'm feeling strong. Let's just go straight into this.
You see Discord? It's nothing but Doom.
Starting in the top left, right? We've got the Golden Girls versus 30 Rock.
Quick start. I don't know about you guys. It's a runaway for me. 30 Rock is just absolutely superb.
I agree.
It just steamrolled. I mean, the Golden Girls, I loved them, but... Not the way 30 Rock was.
Wow. We're no longer going to get to hear Ian just compliment the Golden Girls endlessly.
That's... Come on, yeah, Liz Lemon.
I mean, not compared to 30 Rock, but they're up there. Right. But yeah, 30 Rock was an absolute masterpiece.
Yeah, I'm totally in agreement. So I guess we can just move on.
All right, going down to the bottom. Uh-oh, I think the train ride ends here today, folks.
I agree.
It is Cheers.
Not even close.
Versus the ever-popular Full House.
Come yeah, on, I've already dude. Marked this one, so screw you guys.
Yeah, in a totally wooed walkaway victory, it's just Cheers 100% of the time.
All right.
In a totally non-pandering, sugar-coated way, Cheers is the victor.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right, moving over to the right. Oh, this is a matchup.
This is tough.
We got
so now, before I turn it over to you guys.
Yes.
I'm going to go ahead. You can tell them what it is in case they're not me reading the list right now.
All right, it is Soap versus The Good Place.
I am at a disadvantage this many brackets in, still having never seen Soap. Probably will have never seen Soap. I can't stress enough before you guys vote to think about how good The Good Place was.
Donkey Doug!
Donkey
and
Doug
Pillboy.
And Pillboy were supremely excellent. All the main characters were incredibly well done. I mean, it really, even from the get-go, it was such an unexpected treat because, like, going into it and title-wise, I was like, ugh.
Well, for sure, they're like, who's that? It's like, oh, it's Ted Danza and Veronica Mars. And I went, uh-oh.
Yeah.
This can't be good.
I was filled with fear. I thought it was going to be like a God Friended Me style show and, you know, try to tell me, what a piece of crap I was.
Nope.
For not loving Jesus, and it had nothing to do with religion.
For a show based on heaven and hell.
Right, but very loosely, and not at all in the same way.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, the writing was excellent, the acting was excellent, everything about that show, even their graphics budget was better than I expected. I mean, just what a superbly written, superbly acted, just hilarious show, every single episode. With some episodes being, like, quadruply hilarious. Like, there was never a real, like, dud of an episode. So, but now you guys can talk about it because...
Don't say Jake Chortles, dude.
Jake Chortles.
Don't say Blake Bortles. That was it. No, it's Jake Chortles.
Jake Chortles. So I know nothing about Soap. So if you would like to...
I very much love Soap. It was a great, great show. But yeah, The Good Place is just really in an upper echelon. That show is just phenomenal.
Again, right? Even though my vote really doesn't count at this point, I was going to make an argument for The Good Place, but I believe all the arguments have been made. So,
yeah, it was just nice. It was just so good.
Yeah.
Just so good. All right.
And our final In Memoriam.
In the top right bracket, we got two better, more big shows I very much enjoyed.
Yeah.
Night Court
again.
Versus Seinfeld, but again, this can only go one way.
Yeah, Golden Girls and the... Full House need to scooch over and make room for one other sad, one other dead comrade because Seinfeld and Night Court aren't even in the same league.
Yeah. Night Court's a very enjoyable show.
Ooh, was it ever?
I mean, I very much enjoyed watching it every week. I love me some Dan Fielding. Bull was great. You know, Mel Torme made guest appearances constantly. But Seinfeld, and...
Yeah.
I mean, there you go.
Seinfeld's too much to go up against Night Court.
I'm going to go with Samurai's argument. Night Court versus Seinfeld is a Zamboni driver versus a $40 million Leafs offensive line. But in that case, the Zamboni driver did win.
So. The best part is not paid.
Right. Well, I mean, he gets his standard check. Like,
no, I think he was unpaid.
Well, he still gets paid as a Zamboni driver, right?
Like, he's not actually currently a Zamboni driver. He was a Zamboni driver years ago. Now he works like maintenance or something.
Well, right, but he still gets a check for that.
Well, yes, but he doesn't get like a hockey player check. They don't like here's like $80,000 for playing this last 4 minutes of this hockey game.
Doesn't he at least get like overtime as a maintenance guy? Sure, the union can see to that.
Well, he might get booted out of the union now. Like, this is a non-union work right here. That's probably a...
It's a scam.
Now, I would make the argument that Night Court regularly made me laugh, and Seinfeld just doesn't.
Right.
I don't personally enjoy Seinfeld that much, but I still am going to have... I mean, it's all uphill from that statement. Like...
Yeah. Yep. That's... Again, yet another time, in only a very short period of time, I couldn't agree with Ray more. You are 100% correct about that. I am not so blinded by my own prejudices that I can't recognize what a spectacular show Seinfeld was and what a groundbreaking show Seinfeld was, even though I prefer Night Court. So yeah, Seinfeld wins hands down.
Yeah.
Fatality.
Totally.
All right, there you
Goodbye,
go.
Goodbye, Full House. We will miss you.
Yeah, I'm going to be really sad. Maybe Mike Love can now pop in and sing me a song. Take me down to Kokomo or something. Maybe I can get there fast and I'll take it slow. That was a good episode. That's where I want to go. Way down to Kokomo.
That was a good episode when Uncle Jesse got to play the drums for them.
Yeah, solid gold.
I love the Beach Boys.
So good. All right, Willie, what you got in the mailbag?
All right. Let's start over on the D3 forums. Wime Time posted, I also am enjoying Lock and Key on Netflix. My daughter and I binge-watched half of the series last weekend, and I will finish it up this weekend. He says, I also like Dracula on Netflix, only 3 episodes, but it was done very well.
Oh, no. No, no. Ich bin ein No.
Did we talk about Lock and Key on this show?
Yes.
It was mentioned.
I told you to watch it.
Really?
Yes.
Lock and Key. Do I know what that is? Did I listen to you when you told me to do that?
I
see a trailer for it on Netflix?
You probably have. They've been playing a lot of it.
Is it a
Joe Hill
Goosebumps
comic
style
book.
Show? Is it a like a Goosebumps style show for like 12-year-olds? It does sound like something you would suggest. You did like
Do you know Joe Hill?
No.
All right, so Joe Hill is Stephen King's son. He wrote this comic book years ago called Lock and Key, and this is the screen adaptation.
Samurai says it is not for kids.
Skeptical.
I'm not. I know nothing about this.
And now that you finished up, you know, Lock and Key, move over to October Faction if you haven't watched that yet.
Never heard of such a thing.
It's also pretty decent.
That one, what's that about? Am I more likely to watch that?
The world, you know, has real monsters. There are werewolves, there are vampires, there's whatever, whatever, whatever. There's a giant secret society that puts the beat down on said monsters.
Maybe.
Also a comic book adapted to the TVs.
Well, as long as that storyline isn't played out yet.
It was good.
All right. TJ Jha author says, I swear, if you let Craig put Full House through this round, I will be forced into severe action. Every time someone votes for Full House, Candace Cameron Burr kicks baby Jesus in the crotch. Do you want that?
I'm okay with that. That would make our brother really angry.
Oh, right.
Do you realize the family holidays that would cause?
Well, that would be a conflict? Problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's like full-time preacher now, right?
Yeah. How dare she strike the baby Jesus, especially in the crotch.
I like to pray to the baby Jesus. So was that today? Yeah. So yesterday we had a big meeting and my boss had brought a king cake in for the meeting. And then we probably had to talk about king cake to everyone who's from the north because no one knew what that was.
I don't know what that means.
So it's a cake that you have for Fat Tuesday and inside the cake you put a baby Jesus. And then, you know, you want to find the baby Jesus inside your cake.
That's just weird. Almost as weird as the Kirk Cameron picture that was posted of his birthday. Where
what is on the table? Are those like Subway foot-long subs?
Subway and the smallest birthday cake imaginable.
Yeah, that is sad times.
That's like the size of 3 cupcakes. It's
Is she in that picture? Who are those people? Why are they creeping in the background?
Is that her on the back the left?
Nobody wants to be that close to him.
No! What's that's so weird.
It is.
Isn't he what do you call it? A former celebrity? look at that. He looks like he purchased that table at a yard sale.
Yeah.
Does his house have wood paneling? Does Cameron live in a trailer?
Well,
this is so bizarre.
Yeah, being a TV apparently he's not a good TV evangelist because he's not making the big cash yet.
I guess. He needs to get on that prosperity gospel.
He needs to tell he needs to tell all his followers that Jesus will kill him unless they give him $1 million.
And some Subway.
And some Subway.
Good for him. What a weirdo.
This went sideways.
It really did. That picture was too much.
Yeah, it really was. It drew me in, so I'm going to continue, though. Bronny216 said, I really need to continue hammering down on this event that features cowboy monkeys or monkey cowboys. Norman B616 said it's 100% cowboy monkeys. A cowboy is the adjective that modifies monkey. Vice versa would be some high evolutionary bull shirt.
Yeah. What, a monkey cowboy?
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Correct. The difference is important.
It really is.
I have seen no less than like 7 Planet of the Apes films. Clearly this is possible. They're going to be monkey cowboys.
I think the next one I didn't quite get. It's a link from Norman B. To Shakespeare, Cry Havoc, Let Slip the Dogs of War. And he says, Cry Havoc. So yeah, Havoc. And Samurai followed up with, the important thing is it's a Summers and that means lulls. To which Norman says, more bitterness and saltiness than lemonade made with salt instead of sugar.
Wow.
That is all correct. Plan.
Yeah.
Norman, a lot of comments this week, but he also said, enjoying SCL-10 is beating what I can beat and just walking away from unbeatable nodes. I can't blow health packs that I need for PvP trying to beat a level 650 nonsense. I am loving the SCL-10 rewards, but watching a champed 5-star go down to a thug pistol or some minion horse crap is a wall punch level of infuriating. he says the flip is super slow, so I'm playing for progression only, but I still end up with decent placement because I think it's just because it's that hard. So, and as an option, you can always go back to SCL-9 if you want. That was a good summary. That's totally how I feel about SCL-10. I like it. It's challenging, and when it gets too challenging, I'm done. Dances with Weevils. And he's quoting you and me, and Ian says, you got corn in my faith no more. And Ray says, you got faith no more in my corn.
Nice.
And we've got D-Wing's wall of text. So sad that fun night right up until was not followed up by the cops showed up. he says he has a clear mental image of both me and Craig meerkatting when the Primus context was announced. All right. And he said, I won the episode for my worst enemy take. Glad you're still kicking it, Commander. So am I. And can I have shards instead of the baked beans then? No? Too long? The spam skit? Anyway.
Okay. Yeah. Nope. It was too long. Yeah. I'm back now, though.
It was humorous when I read it the first time. That was a while ago. And a live barrel of monkeys sounds like pure nightmare fuel. That's exactly where I was. And he also demands a podcast of Ian and Tracy Morgan hanging out.
I would like the same podcast. That would be amazing. I think. That guy seems intense, though.
Really? Yeah. And the final question is for Craig. He didn't specify for Craig. I'm just saying it is for Craig. Because he asks, when is Barry Manilow playing in the Keystone State?
I don't know, but I've seen him twice.
And I know you have.
Yeah.
I figured if anybody on this podcast would know, it would be you.
I didn't even know he was on tour. Don't tell my wife.
Yeah, I won't.
He's in Vegas right now.
Isn't he always in Vegas?
Yeah, it does appear that he is always in Vegas.
Yeah.
He must be doing a residency.
That's what it's called.
Yeah, he is in Vegas from now, like, all year. He is not anywhere else except Vegas. Well, apparently going to Vegas this year. All right. Where is the Westgate Casino Resort? That didn't exist the last time I was in Vegas.
It probably did. It's some dude's house.
or they built it on, like, the ashes of my wedding at the Riviera.
Oh, could be.
After they bulldozed it into a parking lot.
Yeah, I really wish we should have bought those girl statues that were out front. Could have brought those home and mounted them on the side of my house. People just could have come by and rubbed them for luck.
They were... Their bottom cheeks were so worn out from people handling them.
Yeah, they're like a dark bronze color, except for the butt cheeks, which were shiny and new. The Westgate, one block off the Vegas Strip. Stay 3 nights for $99.
Ooh.
It's a bargain. Why am I not staying here?
Westgate, here we come.
3000 Paradise Road. Oh, it looks real nice.
All right. That is it in the way of listener comments.
All right, Ian, we're going to see Manilow at the Westgate.
Oh, Margie. You came and you brought me a turkey.
Oh, okay.
I'm a weekend away from worky. That's the only Manilow I know.
Thanks, Willie.
All right. I don't know what comes next.
Once again, I am Hans.
Oh, no. I am Franz.
We just want to
pump. And we just want to pump you up. all right. Let's see if I can get back on track. Let's see who's boosted this week. Let's see what's going on. Oh, it looks like an okay mix of people. 3-star players. You will enjoy a boosted gray suit Black Widow. So, her exceedingly expensive green AoE with tile destruction will do even more damage.
No, with Kung Fu Grip.
Yeah, totally. And I think her red pistol has also some tile destruction and probably some pretty good damage.
It's okay.
Yeah, and it'll be boosted.
Right.
Daredevil. I'm trying to remember what this guy does, because he's another one who's equally okay.
He's the first character that taught me how good stunning is.
Yeah. He has a stun with a...
boot to the head.
A repeating countdown tile? Is that what it does? Or counts down and then pops up somewhere else and then boots you to the head? Yeah. So he stuns you, and then he takes away it takes away a number of the enemy special tiles and then kicks him in the head for some amount of damage?
That seems correct.
Or is that just his... And then his ambush is trap tile, and if you match it in an inappropriate way, he leaps out from the shadows and hits you in the head with his cane.
Boot to the head.
We'll say he does all those things. So his blue won't see any dupe, but the damage from his purple and his red will be increased. So yeah, if you use him effectively, give him a try. He is good stunning, though. Who else?
That's good stun. Hood.
Good old the Hood. Yellow, again, a lot of tile destruction and a lot of damage. It does end your turn, but it is a lot of tile destruction and a good deal of damage. Also, he does something. Does he do intimidation, which does a small amount of damage and then reduces countdown your friendly countdown tiles by one?
There you go. Yeah, that sounds right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then his blue is a passive that steals AP from your enemy. So his damage from his yellow and his tiny bit of damage from his black will be increased. Oh, Magneto. He is great, if I remember correctly, unless they did something to him. He is not recently reworked. I remember him always being pretty good, and he still remains pretty good. As far as 3-stars go, he's got makes a ton of protect tiles, which are all going to be boosted. Shuffles red and blue tiles around and does a ton of damage if you have at least 6 of each. And does he eat up all the team-up tiles?
Mm-hmm.
Or does he eat up all the red tiles?
His red power destroys all the team-ups.
Red power eats team-up tiles and does damage to you. Yeah, good for him. He does a little... He's a versatile, good standalone character. He doesn't need friends to be effective. And Storm, her attack tiles will be boosted, and that's it. Her other two abilities are not boost effective, or does she do damage from when her green goes off? Do you get AP and do damage when you destroy tiles?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, so you get a bit more of that. Okay, that's rare. So enjoy that if you, for some reason, use Mohawk.
And Magneto and Storm are one of my favorite 3-star team-ups.
Oh,
nice. They work well together.
I bet. Seems like a lot of board shuffling going on, plus special ties. Yeah, that's a good 3-star mix. Interesting. Let's see what the 4-star people can do. Oh, Blonde Widow. Let's see what she does. Her lights out does a little bit of damage, and her brush pass does a little bit of healing.
Is she going to put me in Falad?
She will not, because that is not affected by her being boosted. But yes, her Falads are both Defil and Enfil.
All right.
Good old Elektra. Her reoccurring damage from her Ballet of Death will be increased. She bounces back a little damage when she shadow steps, and she buffs tiles with her purple. You'll get better effect out of those 3 abilities. The soon-to-be crashing Professor Charles Xavier 4-star edition. The buffs from his purple will be increased. The tiles that he makes from his yellow will be increased. And that damage that he does when you make a 5-matcher. That's going to go up as well. Joe's all-time favorite character. He's a good character. One of my all-time favorite characters is boosted. Quake. She does good AoE with her green, which is going to be increased. And I guess the amount of damage her yellow reduces is going to be increased, but it already reduced it down to like one. So, and if you, I guess if you don't have it at five, you'll see some benefits from
that. Yeah, it reduces even bigger amounts of damage to one.
Right. And good old middle of the road thing. His red damage is increased, his green damage is increased, and the projectiles that pop out when his yellow is triggered will be increased. So if you want to try a thing, now's your chance, because his red is okay. So yeah, again, that's a good mix of people. They're all versatile, kind of in their own way. Let's see what Samurai recommends. Apparently, Infinite Pursuit and Heart of Darkness is coming up, and that means you're going to have to fight lots of Magia, goons, and hand ninjas, and they all have AoE that is very hurtful. So this is your chance to use Quake to her reverse fullest and put her at a 3-5-5 so that you can take no damage from their AoE, and you can use her blue for maximum board control to wipe out all of those countdown tiles and other secret ninja tiles that they would put on the board that would hurt you otherwise. That sounds great. I do like Quake, and I do think her blue is underappreciated. So there you go. Listen to me now and believe me later. That's who's boosted. Thanks, as always, to our sponsor, Mystify.
All right, let's head over to the Jersey Shore and check in with Team Up Time.
What?
Yeah, I'm really confused about that.
I didn't get that at all, but Team Up Time featuring Ray! Synergy segment.
Team Up Time is a riff of T-shirt time, which is from the Jersey Shore.
No.
Yeah, that, I'm going to have to make an executive decision with Ray and also saying
that's why I started calling it Team Up
nope.
Time, and that's why I say it in the DJ Poly D voice post weeks.
Oh.
It's T-shirt time!
I did not. I don't think that... Had you not revealed that just now, that would have never been uncovered.
Yeah. Hmm. All right. So,
going back to Synergy segment from now on. How dare you, Chris?
So this week in the Synergy segment, I've talked about this team before, but it has never actually made the segment, so it's making it now. It is Team X-Force. Let's start off with X-Force Wolverine. His surgical strike is going to be the key here. His black, even though it costs 11, you're going to want to spec him at a 3-5-5 to get the surgical strike. And the recovery is nice because if you're using him a whole bunch, that'll keep him in the game. His recovery actually gives him a reasonable amount of health back, so you can keep him running with that. Match him up with his X-Force partner, X-Force Deadpool. His out of bullets is going to allow him to take damage and heal himself. His X Enforcer is great because he throws out countdown tiles that does damage. And mainly, you're really going to want his countdown for what, which is going to put out five turn countdown tiles that do nothing unless they get destroyed in any way. And when they do, they will do damage for every tile that's destroyed. The key to these two is you build up your black on Wolverine and your purple on Deadpool. You throw out the purple because it always puts those tiles on the bad guy's strongest color. And Surgical Strike always destroys the other team's strongest color. So you can instantly take out your countdown for what tiles with a Surgical Strike. The third in this team that I have... See, now that I know that Quake is boosted, I might actually put Quake in there because she's got that huge defense and her blue is actually really useful at taking out any countdown for what's if you can't get Surgical Strike charged. But in this team, I actually chose Domino because she is also a member of X-Force and she's really good at generating black because her green power destroys non-black basic tiles. And then, what is it, her red? Nope, it's her black. Her black power is a passive that causes new tiles to have a higher percentage chance of being black tiles. So if you have her black power pumped up and use her green, you can cause a black cascade, making Surgical Strike just that much more easy to charge. So there you go. X-Force it up. Wolverine, Deadpool, and Domino. I've tried it a few times. I tried it on SCL10, which, you know, that maybe not the best place to use it. But, you know, I made it through a few fights. But mainly because they can Deadpool and Wolverine can heal themselves, which is really handy. You know, it's no Thor Koye, but give it a try. X-Force works. It works reasonably well. So Wolverine 355. I have a Deadpool. You can run him a couple different ways. 535, maybe. And Domino at a 535.
X-Force. 60% of the time, it works every time.
Exactly. So I just went with a 4-star team. If you're in 4-star land and you got these characters, give it a whirl. It's pretty decent. So there you go. Thanks. Unify.
All right. Go OG to this guy. Ian, you got Steam open.
I do.
Holy smokes.
Sorry. it wasn't funny, but I giggled anyway. I couldn't help myself.
Right.
Doom and Tombs was funny. I don't know why.
I'm like, what? Right. The advertisement.
Yep. I was like this.
I've got 3 tokens to try and get a Sinister.
Do it, Doug.
All right. Attempt number 1 is King of Wakanda. Attempt number 2 is Charles Xavier. Attempt number 3, nope, 3 4 stars. Mr. Sandman.
All right. Hopefully you used up all those 4 stars. Now we can get some 5s. I've also got 3. Do you want to go first or should I?
Sure. I'm going to avoid the obvious. And I'm going to poke him in his soul patch.
Ooh.
See what this 5-star is. Mr. Sinister, behold!
I hate you guys.
Soul patch is the way to go. I got to give that a try. All right.
Mom, I can see their soul patches.
Hey, I poked him in the soul patch. I got a 5-star. however, it is a red-eyed monster.
Oh, prophet of no.
This is my little red-eyed monster.
Let's try it again. No, I think I wore it out. It's a 4-star bishop. That's nice, though. I always like more bishop. And number 3 is also a 4-star. Wow, okay. Surprisingly, Rolk.
Oh, yeah.
Thunderbolt Ross. Sorry, Donkey Teeth's prophet of disappointment got me.
See, I think he's pretty decent.
He's not horrible. I now have him at a 3-1-2. He's way more dangerous than people originally thought. And by people, I mean me.
Team up with Gritty Kitty. It's a fun time.
Who's that?
The Prophet of Null.
Oh, yeah. Nope. He seems to be taking off.
All right. So thanks again, this guy.
This guy.
I mean, he's no Beta Ray Bill, but.
Featured in the last week's Thor comic, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Thor was whooping up on him. Ian, what's on the podcast network?
Well, it's a collection of podcasts for your listening pleasure. We call it the Soon to Be Named Network. It's available at soontobenamednetwork.com. You can find this and several other shows, hopefully all to your liking. So check us out, the Soon to Be Named Network, soontobenamednetwork.com.
So check me out. anything else for the good of the order?
Negative.
I don't think so.
You will be missed. Don't tell anybody.
All right. Thanks everybody for joining us this week. PuzzleWarriors3.com, the place to be. Comment suggestions, shoot them to Ray. Click on our Amazon banner, throw us some pennies. We like those. I think that's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, all rainy and next week. Hopefully I'll be back on the 11th. Good night, everybody.
That's the clue?
Rainy and rule. Yep. Craig drools.
Okay.
Bye, friends.
Yep.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.